The Angels going for the series sweep on Sunday against the Rangers. Luis Valbuena and the Angels are still in the wild card talk, but in the top of the first, Adrian Beltre puts an early dent into the Angels' plans.
And here it comes. Swing and a hard hit ball deep into the alley in left center field. This ball headed toward the wall. It hits the base of the wall. It's a two-run double for Adrian Beltre.
Richards goes back to work here in the second inning against Joey Gallo. Ooh, this ball belted high in the air. Deep out to center field and way up there. Holy smokes, Joey Gallo.
Oh, that was fun to watch.
Upton draws the walk, which loads the bases again.
And he hits this one out to the alley in right field. Long run for two. Will he get there? He does!
Trout today is 0 for 1 officially. The 1-1. Swing and a high fly ball. Deep out in the left center. Going back is DeShields. He's at the wall. This one is into the rock garden. Mike Trout doing Mike Trout things. So the Angels are down to their final out, and the batter is C.J. Cron. First pitch to Cron, hit hard, but snagged by Middlebrooks at third. He sets and fires, ball game over.
The Angels are held to four hits, the Rangers end a five-game losing streak, and avoid a sweep at the Big A. The Angels remain two games back of Minnesota for the second wild card in the American League. The Rangers' five-game losing streak is over, and they avoid a sweep at the Big A, picking up a 4-2 victory over the Angels on Sunday. Here's the reaction after the game from Rangers manager Jeff Banister.
That's how we're going to have to win baseball games. Ride them out. Really, you know, if you look at Gonzalez's start today with six free passes, however made enough pitches in certain situations, especially there, the kind of last one, he pulled holes. So a great running catch by Chu in the outfield, but effectively wound in certain situations, but yet was able to make some key pitches. It kind of, when you look at the numbers, he either had a three pitch or less at bat type situation, or he took it to a three ball count. So first win as a Ranger, he's got to feel good about that.
How can you put into words what Adrian is doing for you?
Well, you know what? I'm at to find another dictionary to put the adjectives on what he's doing. It's incredible. We've seen it before. For us to get on the board early off of a double by Adrian is just huge. And knowing that, look, the legs are, they are what they are right now. But for him to go in and grind the at-bats out for his team, we talked earlier in the day, he feels good enough to get out there and do that, and came up big for us today.
In the second inning, Joey Gallo added another home run, his 38th of his remarkable season, that gave the Rangers a 3-0 lead, and he talks about the pitch and the win.
Swing and try to hit the ball as hard as I can most times. Sometimes they go further than others.
So have you?
That's about it. I mean, I don't really know the distance or whatever. I know I hit it good.
Is it a good feeling the last couple weeks where you haven't had homers, but you've been doing other things and still getting on base? Is that a good moment of progress for you, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I hit a homer. Well, I didn't really care, because that's just the hitter I am. You know, they come in packs, you know. It's just, you know, 1 week you hit five or six homers and one you won't. But, you know, I've been hitting some singles and walking, so you know, I'm fine with that. I know the home runs will come. I'm just keeping my approach and keeping my plan. I don't know. I think this. I must have said something about Satcast when I was younger or something. I don't know. But I honestly, I don't even know what the distance or velocity or was.
116.
Did this help? This home run impress you at all?
It was two strikes. And he's nasty. He was nasty all game. So I was trying to get something up, put the ball in play, and hope for the best. But got the barrel to it, and got it going out.
Both teams are off on Monday. The Angels start a home series against the Indians, while Texas goes to Seattle.